So, you ready? Ah, Jing Jing, I'm in a grind.
What's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, I just got in a wreck. My parents are gonna bite my head off.
Really? Are you okay? How about your car?
I'm fine, but my car is totaled. They gave that car to me last year when I graduated college. It cost 30 grand. I don't know what to do.
Just stay calm. Accidents happen. I'm sure it wasn't your fault.
Well, actually, it was. I really goofed up, Jing Jing. I was texting and driving. I wasn't paying attention to the road.
What's gotten into you? That doesn't seem like something you do.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. Jing Jing, what am I supposed to do?
Look, you need to be blunt with your parents and tell them what happened. I'm sure that they will forgive you. After all, they are your parents.
Okay. I'm gonna go home now and spill the beans.
Good luck.
All right.
这段对话呢，大家有没有对有没有听懂？好，我们有三个问题。第一个呢是 Why is 小高 in a grind?
The argument. How much did 小高's car cost?
小高的车一共值多少钱？
And number three, what does Jing Jing suggest 小高 to do?
大家有没有听明白这段对话？小高开车跟发短信究竟有什么关系
？That's right.
好，我觉得关键词啊，关键的意思呢，都含在这些短语当中。所以接下来呢，对，如果你听不懂这些短语，肯定你跟这个外国人的对话就能出现问题。
That's right. That's right.
我们要做的事情就是接下来和小高一起把这些短语跟大家一一的解析。第一个叫做 in a grind.
Yes, in a grind.
拼写 G-R-I-N-D.
I'll tell you, grind means to like grind something up or mush it up. Anyways, if you're in a grind, it means you're in a difficult situation. You're having a problem and you need help. That's a grind. You're in a grind.
In a grind, 就是 in a difficult situation. Grind 本来是碾什么东西
That's right.
磨碎。而在这儿呢，说我在这些碎片里，就是我在一个比较艰苦的、比较困难的情况当中。
I love it, Jesse.
In a grind, in a difficult situation.
Okay.
第二个
，You look like you've seen a ghost.
You look like you've seen a ghost. You've 在这里是 you have seen a ghost.你看上去就好像你见了鬼一样、
yeah.
在这儿呢这不是一个骂人的话
That's right.
真的是好像你见到了鬼一样这是形容
Right. So,
我觉得很好笑
if someone looks like they've seen a ghost, it means they look really scared or nervous. Sometimes it refers to someone with an abnormally pale face, like a very white face. Maybe they're sick or something, right?、
我们说一个人的脸呢这个大惊失色
That's right.
人在惊慌和惊恐当中呢脸色就会变化
Perfect.
可能会变得苍白
That's right.
可能会褪去这个血色
Yeah.
所以这种情况下叫 You look like you've seen a ghost. 用非常直白的方式呢讲出哎，你怎么脸色变了
That's right.
怎么回事啊？虽然说心里是故作镇定呢但是脸色是不会骗人的
Exactly.
有的人是轻易脸红、
yeah.
有的人是容易脸白、
well, Let me correct Sugar. Sugar has written You look, you have a ghost. Let me say it one more time. It's you look like you have seen a ghost.
对，我们那个已经是这个 correct 了，
就
是他的这个笔记，应该是你看上去像你见到了鬼，而不是说你看上去你有了一个鬼。
That's right. That's right.
这是不一样的哈。当然啊，因为 ghost 这里呢并不是真的指鬼，
right.
而是指的是一些让你害怕的事情。
Exactly.
You look like you've seen a ghost. 有的时候你在走夜路，前面突然歘一下出一只猫。
That's right.
这个时候你就会呀心里紧一下。
Yeah.
就这样哈、我的情况是，如果在前面唰一下出一只狗，那我基本上当时已经魂不守舍了。
That's right.
好，接下来第三个叫
to be in a wreck, to get in a wreck.
Wreck 在这儿哈是 wreck, 可是你会发现这个词的发音呢跟 w 没有任何关系，是 r wreck. To get in a wreck.
I'm so happy you said that. That's right.It's spelled with a W, but we don't pronounce the W. We just pronounce the R. Wreck. Wreck.
发音对 wreck 这个词呢，是指沉船。
That's right.
本来是指沉船。如果说 you get in a wreck,
Well, if you say you've gotten in a wreck, it means you've been in a car accident. Your car has crashed into another car, or maybe it just hit a tree or something.
哦，在这儿呢，不是沉船了，在陆地上啊，是指你呢遇到了一些小小的车祸。
Exactly.
只是一种，你看，一种转换的比喻。
Yeah.
To get in a wreck. 注意发音、
yeah.
wreck. To be in a car accident. 好，接下来叫做 bite.Someone's head off, 把某人的头咬下来。
That's right.
今天的这个怎么都那么像《暮光之城》啊？
Is it cool?
像一个 vampire.
今天就特别的刺激。Okay, if you bite someone's head off, you're not actually touching them or taking a bite out of them.
头咬掉了。
No, no, no. It just means you're extremely upset with them and you're yelling at them. You're scolding them. 你在骂他们。
如果你小的时候犯了错误，爸爸妈妈呢会 gonna bite your head off.
That's right.
把你的头咬下来。
Now, typically, we use this with people of authority. So maybe parents might bite their children's head off. Or maybe a boss might bite their employee's head off because they've done something wrong.
一般来讲都是上级对下级的生气，长辈对晚辈的生气。
There you go.
To bite someone's head off.To be extremely upset with someone and yell at them loudly. 非常非常的生气，同时是大声嚷嚷，大声吼叫，大声的训斥。
That's right. Next we have totaled.
Total 这个词我们非常熟悉，是总共总数，而加上 ed, totaled 是指。
Okay, when we're talking about cars and you say a car has been totaled,It means it's been damaged beyond the point of repair. So you can't fix it. You have to get rid of it because maybe you got into a wreck or you've crashed your car and now it's been totaled. You cannot fix it.
Total 在这里呢指的是 of car 指的车 damaged beyond the point of repair 就是已经被撞的啊
That's right.
修都修不好了
Yeah, and I've never seen it used.On anything other than a car. We only use this with car accidents.
只是用在车祸当中。
Yeah,very interesting.
Total. 你看这个词完全你要是不讲解的话完全不能往那个方向去联想。
Yeah.
谁知道会是那样呢
Right, right.
接下来我们来学一学一千美元一千英镑有一个单词怎么说
Grand.
Grand. 就是那个很巨大的那个 grand.
That's right.
G-R-A-N-D.通常表示一千这个数目尤其是在和钱用在一块 Thousand Usually、
yeah.
used with money
OK 我考考你如果我有 ten grand 的话那么我有多少钱
那就是一万块咯
那当然你说对了 yeah, ten grand
ten grand
is 10,000 That's right That's right
那如果说我有十个我有一百个一万块呢
一百个一万块 OK maybe a million? Is that a million?
对了
Okay, I'm so smart.
差一点没回答出来。
It took me a long time.
一遇到数学就紧张。
That's right.
To get in a wreck.
That's right.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, I do. Oh my god.
被气的是一千美元或者是一千英镑都可以用这个数字来形容。我们说英文里啊有很多词它是可以指代数字的。比如说 a dozen.
A dozen, yeah, which means 12.
对，那二十呢？
I don't know, maybe...
20?
Yeah, what is 20? Is there a word for 20?
Is there?
No.
Isn't there any word for 20?
I don't think so. There might be, but I don't know.
都知道 dozens, 12.
Yeah, a dozen, that's right.
一窝鸡蛋是十二个, a dozen of eggs.
That's right, a dozen eggs.
下面一个叫 to goof up.
If you goof up, it means you make a mistake.
Goof 在这儿指的拼写是 G-O-O-F, goof.原意是指有点傻瓜
That's right
呆瓜
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up If someone is goofy, it means they're like, kind of like 傻瓜
有点傻傻的
Yeah
但是如果你说你 goof up, 有点像你 mess up
Yeah, 就是你做了件就笨蛋的 Yeah
弄糟了 make a mistake
There you go
你说你觉得这些都是些什么词啊
Yeah, exactly
下面一个叫 texting and driving
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. Texting and driving just means you're sending text messages while you're driving a vehicle. Like I said, 在美国这是一个很热门的话题。
Texting and driving, 一边开车一边发短信、
yeah.
大家记得这个。好，下面一个叫 What's gotten into you?
what's gotten into you? If you ask someone what's gotten into you, you're suggesting that they've done something that's shocking or doesn't seem like something that they would normally do. I have an example for you. Okay, here it goes. Son, last semester, your grades in school were perfect, but this semester, they're really bad. What's gotten into you?
你怎么了？
你怎么了？
What's going on with you?
Yeah.
可以用这样的一个方法来替换、yeah. 甚至是更加的口语，更加的地道，叫做 What's gotten into you?
Yeah.
好， What's gotten into you? 什么事情把你困住了，或者你陷入了什么的境况当中？
That's right.
看上去有点闷闷不乐的，
经常说
What's gotten into you? 好、嗯、这个短语朋友之间呢可以互相询问、啊、我们讲的这些短语呢都已经在课堂指南里边有的，所以说呢要做的一件事情就是每天课堂应该把这些词稍微浏览一遍啊，这样的话听上去比较容易，比较、啊、效果更好。下面一个短语叫
To be blunt
To be, 这个我们明白，没问题。Blunt, B-L-U-N-T.
Yeah, if you're blunt with somebody, it just means you're straightforward about something. 就是很直接、let's see, 坦率地告诉别人。
哎，咱们说那个 blunt 在这儿呢，还是其实是 James Blunt?
James Blunt? It was James Blunt.
James Blunt, 我们的歌手 James Blunt, you're beautiful.
Oh.
Blunt 在这儿呢，它的原意是指非常迟钝的、
yeah.
像那个刀啊，不磨它
就
锈了。
Are you a blunt person?
就钝了、
yeah.
就反应 slow-minded.
Yeah, yeah.
就是那样反应比较慢，但是在这儿呢是指 to be straightforward，
就是很直接，
对什么事情非常直接啊，有一说一，有二说二。 To be blunt， to be straightforward about something。
嗯，
好，再下一个
spill the beans，
撒豆豆。
That's right. If you spill the beans, it means you're admitting or coming forward about something that has happened, right? So maybe you need to tell somebody some bad news or something that is probably unpleasant.、
Mm.
This is called spilling the beans.
啊，就是呢，撒豆豆，就是说，我就坦白的说吧。
That's right.
就非常直接的说 ，to spill the beans. 所以说，您看，我们第一段讲这些短语啊，跟对话是息息相关的。而且它在很大程度上呢影响到这段话的所有的内容。
OK，
如果你对其中的一些短语把握不当的话，很可能你就听不懂一个美国人，地地道道的美国人在跟你说话。我们一起来重温一下在第一遍的这些短语。 In the grind, which means in a difficult situation.
You look like you've seen a ghost, which means you look really scared or nervous.
To get in a wreck means to be in a car accident
Bite someone's head off means to be extremely upset with someone and yell at them loudly.
And totaled, which means of course damaged beyond the point of repair.
A grand means a thousand, usually used with money.
We have to goof up, which means to make a mistake.
Texting and driving is sending text messages while driving a vehicle.
And what's gotten in you, which means what's going on with you.
Mm.To be blunt means to be straightforward about something.
And spill the beans, well, to admit or come forward about something that has happened. 好，这是我们第一段的短语，希望大家都已经掌握了。接下来我们重新再来看刚才这一段 dialogue. We have three listening questions. 第一， why is 小高 in a grind? 为什么小高现在立于不利的境地呢？第二，
how much did 小高's car cost?
小高的车花了多少钱呢？
Number three, what does Jing Jing suggest 小高 do?
我给了他一个什么样的建议呢？好，我们再来听一遍。小高。
Jing Jing, I'm in a grind.
What's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, I just got in a wreck. My parents are gonna bite my head off.
Really? Are you okay? How about your car?
I'm fine, but my car is totaled.They gave me that car last year when I graduated college. It cost 30 grand. I don't know what to do.
Just stay calm. Accidents happen. I'm sure it wasn't your fault.
Actually, it was. I really goofed up, Jing Jing. I was texting and driving. I wasn't paying attention to the road.
What's coming to you? That doesn't seem like something you do.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. Jing Jing, what am I supposed to do?
Look.You need to be blunt with your parents and tell them what happened. I'm sure they will forgive you. After all, they're your parents.
Okay, I'm gonna go home now and spill the beans.
Good luck. 好，这个情景呢，就是讲这个小高吧，在路上呢，这一不小心啊，也不知道哪根筋搭错了哈、啊，就一边发短信呢，一边开车，结果出事了。
That's right。
后来呢，又不敢跟父母讲，
嗯、
跟朋友先说一说，看怎么办。啊，最后还是劝他如实讲吧，
right.
父母会原谅你的啊。就这样一个，就在这儿呢，text messages 倒成了一个，倒成了一个
交通事故，
一个导火索、
mm-hmm.
啊，一个直接的原因。好，我们来看看哈、啊，聊天室的问题答案有没有呢？第一题 ，Why is 小高 in a grind?
Let's see here. Here it goes. I say, Jing Jing, I'm in a grind.
是因为他呢处在了一个。In a rack、
That's、
其实就是让你用一个、同意思短语来替换这个答案。
That's right。
比如我们这个聊天室的 Jin、Jens, D-Cat、以及后来登录的 Emma, Ray, Don, 欢迎大家、啊、都踊跃的来回答问题，这些都是为您自己的学习而亲身这个亲自设计的、啊、好， D-Cat 说 30,000 So I suppose you're answering the questions of answer of number two三千块，哇，
yeah.
三千美元也
三万吧。
30.
Oh wait, yeah, because I said 30 grand.
30 grand, 三万块买个
三万块美金
买个车。
Yeah, yeah, expensive.
你买的是劳斯莱斯吧？
Yeah, 好像是。
你这爸爸、
yeah.
啊，你就这么好一个车，你都不珍惜，还去发短信？
对，嗯哼，嗯哼。Okay,、
哎、
Jackie Wu for number one says.He got in a wreck. You're right. That's why.
听数字是非常重要的。
赶
紧，其实数字啊，在生活当中的运用特别特别多。
OK.
你一不小心听个账，如果听错了，那事儿就大了。
That's right.
这还得自己赔钱呢。啊 ，thirty grand.
OK.
如果人家以后说 thirty grand 就三万块啊，这
grand
你知道是一千就好了。
OK. Jackie Wu and Sugar made the same mistake. They put an S after the word grand. We don't need an S there. We would just say 30 grand.
注意，虽然是指很多很多大量的数目，但是后面不需要加复数形式。
That's right.
因为 grand 本身就是一千，
就是
三十千，
就是
3,000.
That's right.
4,000.
That's right.
5,000.
That's right.
从来不加 s.
Hey, I like your 解释。Very good. Okay.
一叫举一反三啊。Number three, what does Jing Jing suggest 小高 do? 那我就跟他说呢 ，Be blunt with your parents and tell them what happened.